Is it too loud? Can you put it down a little bit? Yes, fine. Thank you. I had the idea one time during this retreat to have someone speak to us. You see, many of us, we're still young and in good health, and we don't know how it feels like to be old and to have various health issues coming up, and how to graciously transform it into the path. So we have a dear friend here, Judith, that many of us know, which has had an incredible life, you know, and has been a mother and care of children at Kopan Monastery, and, you know, has had a very interesting life. And now she's going through the stage of aging and having various health issues. And she has she's willing to share her experience, how she's going through her days and how she transforms that into something spiritually meaningful. So, I think it's good for us to know what's ahead of us, you know, what we'll one day. You see, we always pray to have long life, but you know, so long life comes with all these things. So I'll let the word to Judith. Can one pass the microphone to her, because she's cannot, for her difficult to move.
I think I can speak loud enough.
No. Okay.
School teachers can always. Is this thing on?
No.
I can't hold
it's
it.
It's not working.
Wait a minute. No, it's not. You will get exhausted.
I can't hold anything.
No, but this one you can.
You can put a chair. She can come here.
And if we put your chair, Judith, if we put your chair here.
Oh no.
Yes, let's carry over her chair. Okay, this one. Yeah. Can you put the mic on?
Thank you. Thank you, Annie. Because I had the thought that maybe my tremor would go out of control, and then my voice would go out of control, and then you'd all get to watch. So I didn't want that to happen. This morning I did something quite remarkable for me. I surprised myself. I went to the Chenrezig Gompa. I don't know if I can say this without, you know, emoting, to see the statue of Lama. So beautiful. Don't miss it. It's really alive. And I thought about all the brave things that Lama did. You know, maybe I could at least sit up here and talk a minute or two. I'm really not very old. I'm only 83 next month, and I have many friends who are much older. Of course, they're all Japanese women. All five of them. And they set a bar very high for old people. I'll warn you right now if you know any. And so I'm trying hard to be a good old person. doesn't always work. I'd like to say, first of all, that, you know, I have friends who are in their 60s and they think they're old. Really, they're not. But one can't help thinking, because there isn't a lot of respect for old people in this particular culture. I can remember in my 50s, I traveled there for a reason, between San Jose and San Diego every weekend. Oh, it's because I'd left. Jack was still in San Diego. He hadn't come up to San Jose yet. And I suddenly noticed that nobody saw me. And you know, I used to have a kind of a shape and all that. And it came as a kind of a crushing feeling. And that might be how it is with my friends, you know, that you suddenly realize nobody sees you, no eyes are seeking you out of the crowd and looking you over. And so I'd like to say that there is a function that could be beneficial to Dharma people that is a sort of the deflation of the ego. Continuous. Because every time you look in the mirror, you think, oh, I look just like my mother or my grandmother, you know? And many, many things go, you know, many other thoughts go along with that. Ego deflations. And then you get a tremor, you know, and then you, as I always say, as long as I can eat in public and control the mouse on my computer, I'll be okay. But after that, I don't know so much. Another benefit is not only the deflation of ego, but a constant, constant reminder of impermanence. There's no way, 7:24, there's no way you can think away from that or dismiss it or minimize it. It's coming, folks. And it's there all the time. And so there's some pressure to be, you know, to attempt at least to be kind of a decent person in the world. Okay. There's a thing about love when one gets old. And I find when I'm among, especially among Dharma people, I don't notice it elsewhere very much, but among Dharma people, one becomes a kind of a love magnet. And really, people are so kind and so pleasant. And I always feel like I'm not in any danger. I'm not going to get hurt. There's nothing to worry about. Like when I go to Sei Chen Ling, I've benefited greatly from the fact that the nuns have moved to where I live, so I always have a ride. And there's just a sample for you. I feel like I'm in a nest. And I hope that when you get old, that you will feel when you go to the Dharma that you're in some kind of a nest. It's it's very wonderful, and I've been extremely fortunate in every imaginable way. Few unfortunate things, but hey, this is samsara. You've got to have something going on. So thank you very much. Okay. Can I go now?